Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you best. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley. Great to be here with you today on the BetQL Network, where every game is Game 7. No hot take BS on this show. We bring you bets, we bring you sports, and a lot of both on today's program following an insane weekend in the world of sports as we come to you live today from the Odyssey app, simulcast by our friends at Stadium from 4 to 6 Eastern, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, and we are heard on radio stations across this great nation of ours, including satellite radio, Sirius 160, and XM 205. As Ken and I bring you the Wagertainment, we are talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people at BetMGM. We want you to download the BetMGM app and you to visit BetMGM.com. And you can do so on a magnificent Monday, draft week in the National Football League, April 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2024. The show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram, at the Kostos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, he's on X, at Lockie Lockerson. And on this magnificent Monday, we will do you, dear listener and dear viewer, the honor and privilege of bringing you two tremendous guests. Our friend Eric Eager will join the show from Sumer Sports, talking NFL draft. Specifically, hey, if this top 10 is going to get a little crazy, what do you think's going to happen? Eric Eager will tell us coming up in the second hour of today's show. And we will also welcome back to You Better You Bet, after a couple week absence, the whale capper, Drew Dinsick from NBC Sports. We'll get a little NFL draft from our guy, the whale capper. We'll get some NBA playoffs from our guy, the whale capper. I feel like I want to turn this into like a Mambo No. 5 remix. A little bit of Paolo in our lives, a little Caleb Williams by my side. So Drew Dinsick joins us in the third hour of today's show, talking NFL draft and NBA playoffs. Plus, badass betting breakdown is on the way from Ken and myself on the weekend that was in the NBA and NHL postseason. We're going to hit every single series in both. We're going to give you betting takes on all of it, including if the Lakers are just D-E-D dead, and D-U-N done against the Denver Nuggets ahead of tonight's Game 2 at Mile High. Thoughts on all the NBA and all the NHL series coming up over the course of the program. As mentioned earlier, it is NFL Draft Week, and mentioned what we're going to talk to Eric Eager about. And Ken and I are going to spend some time on this also. And we mentioned this a little bit last week. There's never been, in the years that I've been following the draft, covering the draft, betting the draft, a consensus top 10 like there is this year among mock drafters, members of the NFL media. What happens if everyone's just wrong? What happens if none of this is based on anything concrete and it's groupthink? And oh, like, I heard this might happen, but no one really knows. What happens if after the Bears select Caleb Williams, it's the one thing I think we feel good about, what happens if things go haywire? We'll discuss coming up today on the program. I'm very much looking forward to it. We will also give you, in the Power Hour, the final hour, all our bets coming up for tonight in the NBA and NHL postseason, some Major League Baseball as well. And of course, the biggest story in sports today, Zach Wilson traded to the Denver Broncos for a ham sandwich. Kidding, obviously. Not about the trade. That did happen. That is the most important thing. But maybe we'll get into that as well over the course of the program. Also, Scottie Scheffler wins every golf tournament, and maybe we should just bet him and just get rich and never work again. All topics for discussion today. We're locked and loaded. Magnificent Monday. It's NFL Draft Week, and we've got the NBA and NHL postseason underway. Great time of year on the sports calendar. Ken Barkley, how's it going?
Good. Yeah, that's. I think you covered basically everything. A really fun week on the calendar. And like I feel like I was like looking at myself in the mirror. I got like the NCAA tournament dark circles under the eyes going a little bit because we've been staying up real late watching playoff basketball and playoff hockey already, and that's not going to stop in the next couple weeks, which is awesome. So I feel a lot like I felt like the Monday after the first round of the NCAA tournament, where I'm just kind of like bleary eyed, but really happy and like happy to be in the middle of that time of sports. Yeah, I mean, draft week and playoff season, they're like two of our favorite things on this show. And I mean, well, the draft, it's not like anything positive has happened yet. We don't even have any news really on where anybody's going to go. But in terms of the NBA and NHL playoffs, especially just kind of like the macro game ones, home teams doing very well, but who won, who lost, and how everybody looked through just that one snapshot. I mean, we really couldn't have asked for a better one game basically across the board with like a couple exceptions, but almost nothing. A very chalky weekend, but I think that's kind of how we wanted it based on a lot of the stuff that we bet.
Absolutely. And just a really solid betting weekend all around. The National Hockey League, like, absolutely ridiculous. And maybe we start there for a little bit, because we'll do like a ton of NBA this hour. We're going to hit every single NBA series. We'll talk, obviously, the Game 2 is coming up tonight. We'll hit it from every angle. Ken told me before the show, he's got like 9 big picture topics that he and I haven't even broached yet on the NBA postseason. But it's like, I mean, like a minute or two on the NHL to start. Man, like, it could not have gone any better. The first weekend of the NHL postseason. A couple more game ones tonight. We got the Kings and the Oilers, obviously, the Knights and the Stars. But otherwise, dude, it was really, 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 really good in the NHL. It was great.
It was really fun. This is probably the first NHL postseason that I've bet this much money versus like the last few years, or, you know, growing up, I would watch the Stanley Cup playoffs all the time, but obviously never bet them because I was like, you know, 9 years old or something. It's like, give me $500 on Nashville. Let me smoke a heater. It's like, you're 9. So this is kind of like a first
Red Wings over where, Sharks in the first round in 94 when like the Sharks beat them as an 8-1. I feel like we would have loved Red Wings, right? It's like I was 11 and you were 10. We would have loved it.
So I want to parlay Yzerman anytime goal scorer with something else. So the idea of like, well, now this is an event that I like anyway, but now just I think I said this last week on the show, like I put more effort into revamping, improving, augmenting my like historical stuff for hockey than for any other sport, because it felt incomplete. It felt like I didn't have a lot that I liked in terms of predicting the champion or just learning more about how the playoffs worked. And I said on the show a couple times last week, I feel like I kind of got it. Not that we're going to get it right. Something really crazy could happen, but I feel like I understand so much more than I did before. And look, like, we saw this last year. The Rangers got up 2-0. They ended up losing the series. It's not like all these teams are going to win their respective series, but so far through the first game of 6 of the 8 series, this season series trend is looking really good. Home ice obviously proved to be really important. Every single home team won in hockey, every single home team won in the NBA. Bruins win and throttle Toronto, and they play again tonight, and it'll be pretty interesting to see what Toronto has in the tank the entire rest
of
the series.
No Nylander, looks like, by the way. Looks like no Nylander for Toronto tonight.
How about yesterday they have an optional skate and 6 guys show up? How about that? I mean, just what's going on? You know, I mean, maybe that happens all
Hashtag
the time.
Sick of it.
Right, exactly. Maybe that happens all the time. Also, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs, so we can all make jokes about it. What's going on there? It's like, what's going on? Need to fire the coach.
Sheldon Keefe.
I just Adam's nephew, right? So it just it's there's like a it, that that's that was really fun. Winnipeg and a absolutely I watched every single hockey game over the weekend. A lot of them were really tremendous. Winnipeg, Colorado probably takes the cake just because how often do you see a really, really, really high scoring game one, especially with Winnipeg involved, the best goalie in the league somehow, you know, what is the game total name? 13, whatever it was. So
Exactly.
it just a great start. And just from a cup standpoint also, I really liked Florida the most. Also liked Boston and Vancouver. They all win to start. We can talk about Conn Smythe and stuff later in the show. So I'm with you. Like, you're almost nervous about like when is the other shoe gonna drop here? Like, how many of these series are going seven? We know the turn is coming in both sports. We know it. Not in every series, but we know it's coming. Can it just steer clear of my series? Can it hit so can like You know, can the Islanders do something tonight? Can the Capitals do something in game two? Can that be what it is? Can Vegas upset Dallas in that series? Can like that? Can the Kings win? Not the Sacramento Kings, they're out already. But can the LA Kings upset Edmonton? Can it get crazy there? Because I like how this stuff's going so far.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I have, like, I parlayed a lot of these, like, a couple
Yeah, you
different
did. You
times,
tied
like,
them
different
all together,
variations.
which is really funny, right? It's
No, well, I have
just hopefully
separate
they
bets
just
on it
all win.
also. Yeah,
Yeah,
hopefully. Well,
right.
yeah, like I'd like to just in case they all win, I'd like to like,
Right.
you know, like we're not to have a kid, pay for some of her
Right.
stuff.
There's a
That'd be
bunch of
really
stuff.
great.
Yeah, so, right.
Like di diapers are pretty expensive. All right, so why don't we do this to close the segment, and we can save the NBA for like basically the entire show today. We'll hit the NHL stuff also, NFL draft as we move along, and obviously at the end of the show, give you all the bets for tonight. Let's spend like a minute here, in all seriousness, on the Zach Wilson trade. So this just
Sure.
happened like right before we came on the air. So Zach Wilson traded from the New York Jets to the Denver Broncos for like a pick swap. Like honestly, I can't believe the Jets got this much. They moved up like 45 spots from like the seventh round to the sixth round for Zach Wilson, when everyone knows that Zach Wilson's not going to be on the team next year. The Jets signed Tyrod Taylor away from the Giants. That's a nice easy move for him. Same stadium, same locker room.
Yep,
So
not going on the
Tyrod.
market. They
Nope.
keep the
Nope.
apartment. Yep.
So, and honestly, like, I guess New York sucks. I was gonna say I kind of like it, but I guess it
Yeah,
sucks.
I had to move somewhere else. It's like
So
everybody else.
Tyrod Taylor will be the backup for Aaron Rodgers this year. Zach Wilson will not be. Zach Wilson goes to Denver. So on the man, it's like what a punchline without even meaning trying for it to be a punchline. The Denver Broncos' current quarterback depth chart with noted quarterback whisperer Sean Payton, or maybe he just had Drew Brees. I'm not saying that's true or false, just like going to be interesting to see how this all plays out over the next couple of years. Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, and the Nooch, Ben DiNucci.
Yeah. former XFL great or USFL great? Which where did he thrive the other couple
I think years ago? He was, I want to say he was on like the Seattle Sea Dragons, right? On like what yes. I think it was the XFL, but he was the and he
there,
and Josh Gordon was
the Northwest.
Yeah, and Josh Gordon was the receiver, right? It was like yes. DiNucci to Gordon was like the Montana to Rice of spring football, which is really funny.
Unbelievable. So I mean, let me ask you, and people will hear this a lot this week. I defer to you on like all this stuff, like your analysis of like the kind of team building, what goes on inside the building, management, GMs. Yeah, I mean, you know the names. I don't even know the names of the GMs most of the time. Like, does this trade have an impact on anything in terms of the draft? Because the Broncos are rumored, right? Like, they might be in for Penix. They might be in for Bo Nix. They might be in for better than that. We don't really know. Like, does this trade signal something? Or is it just like, they're taking a flyer on Zach Wilson, and that doesn't preclude them from doing anything else on Thursday?
So my answer to this is I don't know. It feels like right now the Broncos are going to be, if they want a quarterback early in the draft, like in like the top 10, and we'll talk more about, I think the draft is very interesting today, and we'll talk a lot about it a little later. It feels like right now, if there's a game of musical chairs for like one of the top four quarterbacks, it feels like the Broncos are probably on the outside. Like they're not going to have a chair to sit in when it's all said and done.
Well,
like the Vikings have, they don't have
number
one.
Start right there. Yeah.
They don't have the first pick, and then like Minnesota has more capital than they do. And if Washington and New England both decide they want to take quarterbacks, and a report came out from Diana Rossini of The Athletic before the show that the Patriots are entertaining offers for the third overall pick, and we could talk about where that's coming from and, more importantly, like why that's being floated to her. It feels like Denver right now would be like left without a chair. And if that's the case, kind of like what I'm operating under right now, is it possible? And I think the answer is yes. Which doesn't mean that the answer to your question is yes, Ken, that like that this will impact the draft and like and that they're not going to take someone early or take someone even in the second round. It's possible that Sean Payton like looks at this group and says like, I can make one of these guys a star. Like I can fix Zach Wilson. Like Stidham can be my guy. I'm not saying that's definite, just that does kind of track with the Sean Payton experience, right? Like the whole Taysom Hill thing. Like, I can make Taysom Hill a functional NFL quarterback. Why can't he look at Zach Wilson and say, Wilson's got literally every single physical attribute you can want in a player at the position, and it's between the ears. And maybe he's had terrible coaching. Actually, objectively, I think we can all agree, Zach Wilson's had terrible coaching. And maybe Peyton looks at that and says, look at who he had last year. Coach Hack, who I couldn't stop running down to anyone who would listen last offseason. Maybe he's thinking, I can fix this guy. This can be our guy. And we go offensive lineman with the 12th overall pick and kind of roll from there. So I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that they don't draft a quarterback and they roll with this like ragtag, like the misfit toys here. So I was going to ask you, your best guess here, and it could be a guess, right? Obviously. Who do you think is most likely to start the most games for the Broncos this year? We can leave the Nooch out. Wilson, Stidham, who started the final couple games last year, or unnamed rookie quarterback?
I'll say, I think if there was a betting market on this, I think Stidham would be the favorite, just because it's like the easiest path to get to. It's the easiest destination to get to, I should say. Just like was on the team last year, already started games, and the two other people that'll be listed in the market are Zach Wilson and a rookie they may not even draft. So it's like, it's pretty easy to get there. But I mean, I think with this, you know, we were going to talk about Denver this way anyway. This trade doesn't change that. Whether they draft a quarterback or not, you could see the odds on the screen right now. I mean, like a dead season, like a rebuild, basically. And you don't think of Sean Payton, Super Bowl winning coach, as taking part in something like that. That's what this, I mean, just again, what do you think the win total's supposed to be? If Nick's asking me this question about who the starting quarterback's going to be for the most games, just like an irrelevant team, which is a really weird thing to say when they have that coach.
Now, weed is legal in Colorado. I want to know how high Broncos fans are getting this year. If like Zach Wilson's getting trotted out to play quarterback for their beloved Denver Broncos. We're just getting started here on a Monday. On the other side, we will roll through everything that happened this weekend in the NBA postseason and spin it forward. Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.